Hello, Audio Boomland, and Happy New Year to everyone. I don't think I've done a boo this year yet, So, Happy New Year, one and all. Hope you all had a good festive season and you're enjoying the start of the year. That's not what this boo's about, because I just thought I'd do that as an aside, because I don't think I've been on to wish people Happy New Year and things. I am doing a boom because I have a new toy. A new gadget. And those who know me well know how much I love my gadgets. And I have a new toy to play with. I got for Christmas. Well, I got it as a Christmas present. And I've not long had it. And I think it's really good. So I thought I would do an audio boom about it. It's the Amazon Fire tablet. Now, these have become more and more accessible over the years. I did try one out a few years ago now. And it was... There was a bit of speech on it, but it wasn't that accessible, really. But these latest ones, I'd heard people, because they were on sale before Christmas on the Black Friday deals, and they were on sale, and I heard a few people talking about them and saying, you know, how good they were. So I quite fancied trying one. So I was talking about it, and I ended up with having... I got one for Christmas. It looks, you can get them, there are three different types. There's the 7-inch model, which I have here. There's the 8-inch model, and there's a 10-inch, I think, as well. So the 7-inch model is slightly smaller than an iPad mini, because it's 7.9, so it's slightly smaller. It feels very much like an iPad, in that you've got your volume up and volume down button, and your home button, your unlock button, and then there's a little charging port. It charges up via mini USB, like most things do these days. And then there's a headphone socket too on it on the top left. It's got a camera on it. Can't remember what megapixel the camera is now, but it does have one. It's very, it looks like an iPad mini, not unlike one. They say in the reviews and stuff that it's more durable, they reckon, than the iPad Air 2. I don't know about that. Obviously, it's not quite as... It doesn't look as flash as an iPad, because it's not nearly as expensive. And, you know, it's very, very affordable. I think they're great and they look great. Totally accessible to set up with no vision. I got it out of the box. I powered it up and I turned on speech, putting two fingers on the screen, holding to my two fingers on the screen, enable the accessibility features. The voice on it is called, or the screen reader on it is called Voice View. So we have obviously VoiceOver on the iPhones and iPads, but Voice View on this. And it was so easy to set up, really, really simple. I did no problem at all, set it up. And, I had to put in my Amazon email, you know, Amazon details to it, and it has all the things on it you would expect a tablet to have. It's got, because Amazon and Audible are now linked, it's got my Audible books on there already. It's got Amazon Music, it's got the Alexa, I'll not say that too loudly, it's got that app on it. You can have Facebook, Twitter, all the apps you would expect. It's got email contacts, you know, it's very good. I will now demo it for you so you can hear the speech. Obviously, there are different voices you can also get for it, but I haven't downloaded any additional voices as yet. 1954. So 1954. So that's me woken it up. It gives you adverts as well, because it's an Amazon product, obviously. Right, so I've now unlocked my Fire, and it's on my home screen at the moment. So in the same way as you do on your iPhone, search, updating file name. You can just home, 2 of books, 3 of 10, video, 4 of 10, games, 5, video, 4 book, home, 2 of 10. So we go onto the home screen. Stand, 10 of App Store Library button.
5, settings, row 5, my videos, row 5, photo importer, row, fire for kids, row, crime photos, row, rapids, row 6.
So I am going through my home screen, the same as you would on an iPad, just by flicking to the right. And there's an app switcher there. So if I want to, double tap on something. That opens up your
address bar, edit, search the web. What's new? Discover more with Silk Instant Recommendations.
So I'm now on
what's new?
Updating an address bar.
What's new?
And you can just close button. That's just close address that bar, advert. Edit, so I'm now in a Safari, or not Safari, but I'm now in a browser called Silk Browser, and I can just type in whatever I want. So if I want to double tap
Wikipedia link.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
Most visited button. Close tab. Silk home. Silk new tab. More options. But add bookmark. Home button.
So yeah, that seems quite friendly. The
reload button. Address bar. Is editing.
That's me in my edit field.
J H G G P O O O O G G Go.
Now that's me typing Google. So the keyboard's very responsive.
Exclamation mark, period, question mark.
Oh, delete. I made a mess of that.
Question mark, shift.
You use, like you would be touch typing on your iPhone. That is how you type on this. Delete. There's not the standard typing version
space.
That you have on the iPhone. So it's basically, like you would do on your iPhone. But the keys are probably... Because it's a slightly smaller screen, your keys are slightly closer together than the iPad. Right, let's see if we've done that.
See if
we've managed to.
Silk home, web view, address bar, edit, https://www.bing.com/search. Search results.
Oh, it's opened up Bing.
HTTPS, search the world's
But you can navigate that all right.
Google Images.
Double tap on the pages.
Google News. https://.
That's because I asked for Google.
Comprehensive, up to date news coverage aggregated from sources all over the world by Google News.
So you can see it's very, very accessible to move around. The keyboard's very responsive when you're typing. I think it's great value for money. They come in at, well, at the moment, the backup to full price for this, for the 8 gig model, for the £49.99. For the 16 gig, they are £60. And I don't know if there's I think you can get a 32 gig as well. But you can also expand the memory with an SD card as well. There's an SD card slot on it, so you can expand it. Charges by mini USB. And it's got all the features. You can adjust the speed of the voice. All the features that you would expect to have on an iPad are on this tablet. If people who can't afford iPads or just want something extra to read their Audible books or whatever, I think it's a very, very affordable second, device. And I think they're great. I've been playing with mine all day. I love it. So I just thought I'd do a little aboot and let people know all about the Amazon Fire. Hope you're all well. I will send this off and speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.